Yo, say something.
This thing on?
This thing is on. All right, levels right. I'm going to keep the headphones on. So today, you know, the podcasts are back. We're back in action. We switched whatever platforms. We're with Audio Boom now. Happy to be with them. I'm going to start off by talking about this James Harden situation. You know, going to Adidas. $200 million.
Ew.
Big check, big money. How do you feel about it?
200, bro.
200 mil. I haven't seen a contract this big. Like, have I seen one? Have we seen one?
No, sir. Let's just think about this for a minute, bro. If you getting offered 200 mil.
200 mil. I'm signing with anybody. For
like, you, do you feel me? Like, at this point, it's almost like, yo, let me just roll regardless. Like,
I would sign with Mitchell and Ness for 200 mil. You can design me a shoe. I'm signing.
Exactly, guaranteed. Bro. Not to mention, Kanye is over there, which is another great look. You know what I'm saying? If you needed a lifestyle version, you got Kanye on your team now.
Who's all on Adidas team? You got Kanye. You got D. Lillard, which
right
his shoes. I don't know how well they did. How well did they do?
They okay. They're growing okay on me, actually.
Who else do they have? They have
D. Rose is over.
They have Rose, which I know everybody's pretty much upset about the sales on that. They haven't been selling well just because of the injuries. Which I guess that makes a big difference. I guess if he was prospering, those sales would go up. I'm buying his shoe regardless if I'm a fan or not. If he's injured or not, I'm buying the shoe. So I don't know why that really affects it too much. I guess exposure, being in the playoffs, stuff like that. But so yeah, you got Lillard, Rose. You got John Wall, which his first shoe was pretty garbage. In my opinion, I feel like it was garbage design, aesthetically and performance-wise. But his second one, it looks, have you seen it?
I think so. It's okay. I think I saw some images surfacing, and it looks pretty good. Nothing like crazy again, but you know, it might be okay.
So they have him, and then like you said on the lifestyle side of things, they have Pharrell, which he's doing. Do they have Pusha T too? I don't know if they have Pusha T or not. I
forgot about Pharrell though.
But yeah, they got Pharrell. So James Harden. I think the only question I had is like, so 200 mil is a lot of money. Is that a smart move by Adidas in your opinion? To dish 200 mil to what? Harden's a what? Top 5, top 10 type player? What do you think? Top 5?
Yeah, top 5.
So is that smart to give him 200 mil?
I think it is, bro. Just because what Adidas is trying to do, it seems like is it's like get more top players. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they tried to get KD at first, but you know, Nike matched the offer for KD,
right?
And they did the. I guess James Harden wanted Nike to match that offer, but they didn't. So in a way, that's kind of like James Harden looking like, "Damn, so I ain't worth that."
So,
you know,
so
what
why
saying?
Do you think they didn't match it?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Nike was really messing with James Harden like that to begin with. You know what I'm saying? He had his little endorsement, I guess, with like the Rondo one. Is that what it was?
The Hyper Chase. Yeah, he endorsed a lot of little small.
A lot of little small things, and they weren't just messing with him like on that type of level like Adidas would.
Right.
So I think Adidas was basically came up to him like, yo, like we can mess with you and get you like that signature that you want.
I think it's what we always go back to when we say, like, we'll make. People ask us why we don't do certain things for Nike to get their attention. It's because we always say Nike's not really messed up about
for real, exactly.
it. They're not pressed about exactly. anything. And Nothing. That's just because, like, I think I saw some of the analytics, and Nike still has 90% of the market share. So if they have 90, I don't even think Adidas is top three because Skechers is number two.
Yeah.
And I think Under Armour, as far as apparel, is number two. Like, they beat Adidas. Like, it's like three or four companies. I think New Balance sold more shoes than Adidas. So right now, I think what they're trying to do is kind of just revamp, trying to get back in the game and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And that's why Nike is not matching that 200 mil because, simply put, it's just not worth it for them. Like, they're not that pressed.
Exactly.
They got KD. They got Bron. They got Bryant. So it's like...
Kyrie.
They got Kyrie. And they got the subunits. They got Carmelo and Jordan. I mean, not Jordan, but Carmelo and Chris Paul.
Right.
Red Jordan brand.
Yep. Blake Griffin.
Griffin. You know what I'm saying? So
it's like... They're still on top of the...
They're not pressing anybody. I think Harden, just looking at him aesthetically, he's more of an Adidas type of guy.
He
looks Adidas to me. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, it's really fitting for who he is.
It is. I don't know what it is about him, but he just screams Adidas to me. So I think it's a good move. I'm going to definitely try to mess with his shoes. Hopefully Adidas, they got Boost going for him right now. They got Promnet going for him.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, they do,
like,
they treat
do him right, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't give him this, the garbo, man. Like,
$200 million, they putting money up, so they got to be doing something right,
for sure,
man.
Bro. For sure.
So, yeah, Harden, I think it's a smart move by Adidas. I can't wait to see what they come up with. It's looking like, you know, he'll probably be the new franchise for Adidas instead of Derrick Rose because he's having some problems. I hate it. It had to be Derrick Rose. He's so fucking nice, man. But other than that, man, what else do we have? You want to talk about 2K16?
We'll talk about let's get into that.
2K16.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's on the Stephen Curry's on the cover? It's a must purchase.
You know,
By the cover, I have to purchase that. But we're going to start on my player. What are we doing?
Yeah, bro. We need to. But we got to stay like a little more into it than last year.
Definitely,
you know what
definitely.
I mean?
I think we're all going to have a my player. Me, Jeremy, and Nick. If y'all don't know Nick, he's from Squadcast. He'll be on the next podcast. I think we'll talk about the 3-on-3 tournament.
Okay.
But,
okay, for sure.
Yeah, we're all going to do my player. I'm really excited about the game, man. You know, I fell off. But when I am into 2K, I kind of get decent at the game. You know what I'm saying? And it is fun. So,
and then I heard they were doing the whole thing where you start off in like high school or college, and you work.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you work your way up. Like they have the college teams on there now, so you can go to college and then get drafted. Like it's more realistic. Like it's in terms of growing with your my player,
which is
dope. So I'm looking forward to that.
I've been slacking on the Chris Smooth videos. I need to. Yeah, watch his stuff, because I know he's dishing out all the information.
For sure.
I'll watch that. And then as far as the upcoming season, you know, we've been seeing these guys play, you know, King of the Hill, just practicing for the USA. This guy is really excited. How you feel about the USA games?
Honestly, I think this is going to be one of, if not the best team in USA history, 2016.
For real?
Yeah, just because I've been looking into it, man, and it's just so much talent. Like, it comes to a point where you can put in your second string and they just still ball out a crazy level. So I'm really anticipating that. I'm anticipating the whole season itself. But as far as USA, man, it's just so great to see all of your favorite players just link up, man, and just go out.
And you said something about everybody being healthy too, right?
Everybody, exactly, bro. Everybody is probably going to be healthy again, man. I'm looking forward to that. I saw KD back at it. He just fading away.
Easy
money.
There's just a lot of unstoppable players in the league now. I don't know what it is, but it's like if you put 10 of these people on, you could have like 10 people that, for the USA that you just can't guard. Like, it's nothing you can really do besides play help side defense. Like, Harden, you can't stop him one-on-one. Curry, you're definitely not stopping him one-on-one. James, Kevin Durant. You definitely not stopping Kyrie on the open court. It's just a lot of people you can't stop, man. The league is getting crazy. I don't know what it is, man.
It really is.
But so what are you most excited for as far as the season itself?
The season itself, I think it just goes back to just seeing everybody healthy again, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real competitive. Kevin Love's going to be back with the Cavs, so you know that's going to be a good look. Kyrie should have his knee problem finally taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
D-Rose should be good. You know what I'm saying? Like all the questionable people, they're working out their kinks at this point. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You have a team already in mind that you're going to be rooting for?
Ah, man, that's tough. See, I don't know. Like, I'm starting to, I don't know. I be wanting to root for a team sometimes, but then it's just like, I see somebody else playing. I'm like, dang, like I like his game too. So I've just been finding myself just more in tune with the NBA itself, just the whole basketball, like, I was watching this highlight of Bradley Beal, bro, and he was going to work, and I'm like, this Bradley Beal, like, he cold, you know what I mean? So it's like, so many great players, bro.
Yo, speaking of great players, man, we ain't never even, like, thought about discussing something like this, but it's something that would be dope to talk about. Like, how about the upcoming players? Like, we was watching highlights, and, yo, shout out to Malik Monk, you know, he's from our home state. This nigga's putting in work. You got Dennis Smith.
Easy.
Crazy guard. We just watched so many people that, you know, are in the class of what, 2015 2016, stuff like that. These guys are incredible, man. Who else did we see that was just like crazy. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name. It's K.W.E. Parker.
Yeah, I think Quay Parker. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It could be wrong.
These guys
don't bounce.
Man, it's crazy. When I watch them, it really makes me want to go back and try to play ball.
For real.
I hate that because it's kind of too late. But, man, it really brings you back to them times, man. I wish I was, built like that when I was in high school because – nigga like me was 5'6", 110 or something like that.
I'm just walking around here 5'8". Come on, man. It's levels. They're really, legit ready.
They are.
Already. You know what I mean? So
the game is too easy. I can't wait to go watch some of these people this year, though. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Heck yeah.
But other than that, man, any upcoming releases you want to talk about? The Yeezys?
Man, look. I've been trying. No BS, bro. I think I done hit up every person in my contact about getting these Yeezys, bro.
And you can't get them.
I ain't having no luck, man. It's the struggle on the Yeezys. You know what I'm saying? So, I definitely want those.
You like them better than the original colorway?
I do, bro.
You do?
I do. I don't know what it is, but...
If they weren't Yeezys, what do you think? Try to take the Yeezy off of them. And just look at the silhouette itself. What does it become to you? Is it a shoe? How much are they retailing for? $350 again?
I don't think they're there. I think they're $250, $250, something like that.
See, honestly, that looks like a Roshi run.
It does, bro. It does.
And for $250, it's just fuck.
I think I'm more interested in actually trying to see how the shoe feels than...
that much better than a Roshi run?
I don't know. I expect it. I don't think it'll be too much of a huge difference.
Yeah.
But, like you said, though, just knowing it's Yeezy, definitely.
Right. And I understand that. Just like that, the corny, mediocre BET movie we watched last night, they did make a good point. Sneakers, you identify with a certain crowd when you wear a certain sneaker.
For sure.
So, a certain shoe is going to carry a certain history, is going to, carry a certain identification. And that's what the Yeezys do.
For sure.
Both big fans of Kanye West. So we want to be a part of that and represent that. So I guess in a way it's worth it. But then again, it's damn, yo, you kind of taxing.
Yeah, for just sure. Off your name.
If they're $250 and they look like a Roshi run, because Roshi runs, run for $70, $90?
Yeah.
That's a big price jump. And the technology difference is not there. But they do look good, though. I like the Roshi run. Y'all know I like the Roshi runs. I'm pretty sure, you like the Roshi runs too.
I do.
But, for $250, that's really expensive.
That is a lot, man.
Are they limited? Whole limited thing
That's what be hitting. That's what be hitting me, man. Why they gotta be so limited, man?
I mean, that's what makes them cool,
Damn.
It increases the hype.
Shoot, man. I do want to try up here.
Yeah.
But.
So, yeah,
I ain't stressing it, though, fuck.
I don't want to get too, mixed up with the topics. We had a lot of topics in one. So, we are going to do another podcast pretty soon. We're going to talk about the 3-on-3. A lot of you guys had questions. We're going to answer all the questions about the Finish Line 3-on-3 tournament. And then we'll probably make a YouTube video where you can ask us anything. And we'll, be here to do another podcast for however long it lasts, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever. Whatever you guys want to do. You got any last comments?
Nah, bro, as always, we appreciate you guys for tuning in.
For sure.
Just stay tuned, man. Sometimes, where this, where that at? Bro, we working, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just give us a little time, and everything will fall into place, for sure.
All right, so, gonna wrap it up. Make sure you subscribe. If you already have, we appreciate it. It's Geek Genius, and we out.